Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, I will bless his holy name. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be called upon, because he is the true and the living God. This is Pastor Ola Starling with Anointed Word Ministry, and I am so blessed to be with you today. I am just, praise God, just excited, praise the Lord, just knowing, praise God, that God is still on the throne. He never leaves his throne unattended. And I am excited because I realize that he is my all in all. He is my everything, praise God. I'm just blessed, and praise God that you are as blessed, praise God, as I am, because I do believe in the great I am, because there is no other God besides him, only true and the living God. He's the only God, praise God, that is able, praise God, to do all and exceeding and above all that we ask of him, because he is the almighty God of the universe. This is Pastor Ola Starling, as I said to you before, with Anointed Word Ministry. And I speak today, praise God, because I just want to let you know that we're in careless times. We're in perilous times. We're in times that has never been seen before. We're in the times, praise God, of the return of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's coming back. He's coming back. You don't have to feel, praise God, like he's not going to do it, because he is, because he's a God that cannot lie. He never lied, never will. Praise God. All of his words are yea and nay. Praise God. All of his words are yes and no. His words is true. It is true. Every word he speaks is true. Because we realize, praise God, he is not a God that he could lie. If he had said it, he wouldn't do it. But if he said it, he shall bring it to pass. I'm here today, praise God. I want to speak with the listeners this day, praise God, because it is a great day. It is a beautiful day. It is a day to be honored by the Lord, because he gave this day. Hallelujah. I want you, praise God, to realize, praise the Lord, that he is who he say he is, and he has not, he's nothing else but what he say he is. He's the truth. He's the real truth, the real truth, the Bible truth, heaven's truth. He is true. He is true. And today, praise God, I would like to ask a question to my listeners, and it is a question, praise God, that let it not, praise God, it's not something, praise God, to take lightly, but it's something, praise God, to really, really pay attention to and know, praise God, we are all trying to strive to get to that place called heaven. Heaven, heaven. Well, I know I am. Everybody may not have that same light like I do, but I know I am. I'm looking to get to the place called heaven, the place where there's no more pain, no more death, no more worration, no more aggravation, praise God, no more jealousy. This is what I'm saying, and I am working forwardly and hard to get to that place, the place called heaven, And tonight, praise God, I want to speak to you about a word, praise God, that crossed my spirit yesterday, and I have been, this word that came to me now, even up to today. And I want to ask you a question, praise God. We are all talking about we're going to heaven and we're not going to hell and we're trying to do this. But are you really sincerely trying to get to heaven? Are you working at your own soul salvation? Are you true about serving your real God? Are you honest, praise God, about doing the thing that's pleasing God and not yourself? Because I heard the word say that man has become lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. But are you really a God lover? But tonight I want to ask you a question. The word about tells me liars and thieves, did you hear that? Adulterous, fornicators go to hell. Liars and thieves, adulterous, fornicators go to hell. Not for your work be in vain, because you are in either one of those categories. Not a liar, God said he despises a liar. And you know, praise God, we have to really think about it because we lie and think it's nothing about it. But I heard the word that he despised liars. So that means, praise God, that we must be honest even in our thinking and our talking. And I pray we must be honest because liars go to hell. And I heard the word of God said in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor the adulterers and the adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality. I don't care what the government did. I don't care who signed what into place. God going to deal with him. God going to deal with him. There's abomination. They're signing the LGBTs and all this stuff because they can have sex with men and men with men and women with women. But the word of God tells me in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? You don't know that. But be not deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor the adulterous, or the adulterer, nor men who practice homosexual, nor thieves for their greedy, nor drunkards for their raving, nor swindlers, means swindling people out of what they have, will inherit the kingdom of God. And such we are, some of us used to be. But you were washed, which is sanctified. And you were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That means, praise God, all these things God took you out from. The Lord washed you. He pulled you up out the muck and the mire of clay. And he gave you a brand new walk, a brand new life, a brand new outlook on life. And he was saying to us, if you keep this, you will come and enter into my kingdom. If you do not, you will go to hell. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10 tell us, or do you not know? The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived, neither the sexual immoral, or the adulterers, or the adulterers, not men who practice homosexual, the thieves, the grievers, the one that's greedy, the drunkard, the raven, the swindler. But Revelation 21 says, but for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexual immoral, the scorners, the adulterers, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake of that burning fire and suffer. You know, ain't talking about no suffer of the pain. It's the suffer. This suffer, praise God. When I was a kid, we used to have a suffer plant in our community. And the suffer was this yellow looking powder, but it had a smell to it. But you could use it for so many things, though. It was called suffer. F-U-L-F-U-R. Suffer, which is the second death. Hebrew let us know that let the marriage be held in honor among all and let the marriage bed be undefiled. But you are defiling the marriage bed because you're taking a man to your bed or you taking another woman to your bed. God said, let not that, praise God, that thing happen. Let not it be undefiled. For God will judge the sexual immoral and the adulteress. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither sexual moral adulterers, nor adulterers for men who practice homosexuality, women who practice sexual relationships. Praise God. Proverbs 6:32, adultery lacks sin, and he who does it destroys himself. Sin against God, you sin against you. The Bible says God is not tempted. He's not tempted, you tipping yourself. Hallelujah. For you may be sure of this, that everyone, hallelujah, who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is an adulterer, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. You will not even see the kingdom. You have your fun now, but pain comes later. Proverbs 12:22 said, lying lips, an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are in his delight. mean no liars. Right now, praise God, we're in a world that tells so many lies they can't tell the truth no more. The media lies, the government lies. I mean, the doctor lies, the lawyers lies, people lie. Hallelujah. Nobody has the truth under their tongue. They want to tell lies and still walk around as if they've done no wrong. But I want to let you know there's a place that is hell for all liars. You see, one sin will take you to hell, and that's the sin of lying. They lie to us. They've been lying to us all our life. Lying. They're the father of the lie. Their daddy is Satan because he's the father of lies. 1 Timothy 1 and 10 said that sexually immoral men who practice homosexual enslave liars, prejudice, and whatsoever else is contrary to the sound doctrine. The Bible said, praise God, there will come a day men will not receive sound doctrine. Call a lie the truth, and the truth a lie. We are in those days right now. People will accept the lie more than the truth. Hallelujah. But I'm reminded, praise God, God's word will stand. The truth will always prevail. Yeah, God. He said in 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you know you have lied, you have sinned, you must turn quick and repent and ask God to forgive you and wash you. Wash you with the hyssop of his word. Cleanse you. Hey, God, yabashallah. 2 Peter, praise God, 3:9, said the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but he is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Everybody walking around waiting to go to heaven, but you're lying to get there. Now, don't work. Hallelujah. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection, says Revelation 20 and 6. Ah, God. Over such the second death has no power, but they will be the priests of God and of Christ. Hallelujah. And they will range with him for 1,000 years. Galatians 5 has something to say in this conversation. India drunkards, orgies, men stripping wives and wives swapping husbands, husbands swapping wives, wives swapping husbands. That is abomination. Things like these, I warn you. Allow me to warn you. As I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Hell will be your home. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father Abushaya. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, God, your word is true. Your word is true. We're in a time right now, fear has gripped this nation with this vaccine. I call it, praise God, the depopulation killer. Hallelujah. Because, praise God, the devil know what he's doing, but God got a plan while you trying to plot. Hallelujah. God got the last say so, and God will see it through. Hallelujah. God, don't think, praise God, because you don't think he's seen, and he's not here, but he sees it all, and he knows it all. Praise God, he holds man's life in his hands. Yes, and all the evil that you do and the evil that you prank up to do, all the evil, praise God, you plot to do. I heard the word of God say the devil, praise God, you may, praise God, form, but you will not prosper. You won't prosper. The devil himself got you thinking that you're prospering. But all he's doing, praise God, is pulling you closer to the death, closer, praise God, to the pit of hell. Hallelujah. The devil don't care nothing about you. He said in his own mouth, if I could even, praise God, deny my own existence, I will. But he can't. Hallelujah. God, he didn't know. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, praise God, 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee from the spirit of origin. Every person sin a person commits is outside the body. but the sexually immoral person sins against the whole body. Jesus. For within, out of the heart of man, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, and adultery. Beloved, I urge you, as a sojourner and an exile, to abstain from the passion of the flesh. For the flesh is a killer. Kill the flesh before the flesh kill you, which wage war against your soul. Oh, God, the soul, praise God. Yes, Lord. And the word of God said in Galatians 5:19, now the works of the flesh are evident in sexual immorality, purity, and sensuality. 1 Corinthians 7:2, but because of the temptation to the sexually immoral, each man should have his own wife, and each woman her own husband, but not each man his own man, and each woman his own, her own woman. God did not make Adam and Eve, Steve, Adam and Eve. He made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Do you want to play God? I heard the word of God say, I won't give my glory to another. You can pay all you want to, but payday is coming after a while. Payday coming after a while. Payday's coming after a while. You better know that you'll see this again. Payday coming after a while. And oh, that you were like a brother to me, who nursed at my mother's breast. And if I found you outside, I would kiss you, and none would despise me. I would lead you and bring you, says, praise God, the Son of Solomon, 8:1-14. I would lead you and bring you into the house of my mother, she who used to teach me. I would give you spice and wine to drink, the juice of my pomegranate. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand is embraced. I adjure you, O daughter of Zion, of Jerusalem, that you do not stir up awaken love until it pleases. Who is that coming up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? Under the apple tree I awaken you. There your mother was in labor with you. And there she was who bore you, who was in labor. Solomon is speaking, praise God, of a love passion here. Praise God, to let you know, praise God, there's a way, praise God, that God can't understand. But he cannot understand the fornication, the adultery, the impurity. Jude 1:7 said, just as Sodom and Gomorrah. And you see, praise God, they've tried to come back and resurrect Solomon and Gomorrah. But I want to let you know, when God destroyed it, he destroyed it. They can't even find the city of Sodom. Hallelujah. Hey, God, ya mashallah. And he said he praised God, and he surrounded his cities, which likewise indulge in sexual immorals and persuade unnatural desires. Women sleeping with animals, and animals sleeping with women, and men sleeping with men, women with women. Yes. Yes. The unsexual, unnatural desires. And serves as an example by undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. Titus said, praise God, so that being justified by the grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Ephesians 2:9-8, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the results of work, so that no one may boast. You cannot boast in your salvation, because salvation came through grace to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is saying, those of you that lie, liars will have them up, their place in the lake of fire. We tell a lie so much, we don't think we need to repent. I'm told a lie so much, praise God, it seems like it's the truth. But seems like it, and it's not, it's two different things. In 2 Corinthians 6:8, it said, but yourself wrong. But you yourself wrong and defile each your own brothers. It is actually reported, praise God, that there is a sexual murder among you right now. And a kind, praise God, that is not tolerable, even among pagans. For a man has his father's wife. Now, praise God, in Hollywood, they sleep just to get a baby. They ain't no love. Just lay with me and have sex with me. Let me enjoy this pleasure for now, 5-minute pleasure. Ha! John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But the word God declared, he said, praise God, if any man be lost, he is lost because the devil has blinded him from the truth. The devil blinds you from the truth. The devil put fear in you so you can't obey the truth. Fear is a torment. Fear torments you, tears you, and rips you apart because you're fearful. But God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he left us with a spirit of a sound mind. Yes, and love. Colossians 2, 1 through 23 said, for I want you to know how great a struggle I had for you and for those at Laodicea, and for all those who had been seeing me face to face, that their heart may be encouraged, being knitted together in love, to reach all the riches of fullness, assurance of understanding, and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this is in order that no one may delude you with what? Pleasurable on an argument. For though I am absent in the body, but yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ Jesus. Saints are running around here lying left and right, lying like a Persian rug. You tell so many lies, you forgot the last lie you told. Matthew 25:1-46 said, then the kingdom of heaven is with like a 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom, because he's going to come at midnight. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. But when, praise God, the foolish took the lamps and took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took the oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and sleepy. When the bridegroom came, he knocked at the door. I'm here, let me in. I didn't fool you. I wanted to let you know I was going to complete my trip. Hallelujah. Leviticus 20:13. If a man lies, L-I-E-S, lies with the male, as with the woman, both of them have committed abomination, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Hallelujah. The things people call in love is abomination. Abomination in the sight of God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 1:19-10. Understand this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and for the disobedient, for the ungodly and the sinners, for the unholy and the profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers and sexual immorality, men who practice homosexual. Can you see how many times God is speaking homosexuality? He hated enslaved liars, prejudges, and whatever else is contrary to the sound doctrine. Hey, God, I heard the word said, preach it in season, out of season. When they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it, word from the rebuke, correct, set in order. Food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for the food. And God would have thrown both, one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord and the Lord for the body. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Yeah, God, Yavosha. He said it, praise God, in Matthew 15:19. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, thief, false witnesses, and slander. Isaiah 21:6 says, in the year that the commander in chief, who was sent by Sargon, the king of Asia, came to Edom and fought against it and captured it in the time the Lord spoke by Isaiah, the son of Amazon. saying, go and loose the sack clothing from your waist and take off your sandals from your feet. And he did so. He did what God told him to do. Loose up, drop every weight. And take the sandals off your feet. And he did so, walking naked and barefooted. Then the Lord said, as my servant Isaiah will walk naked and barefooted for 3 years, people. Isaiah walked naked for 3 years and barefooted for 3 years of a time. And appoint to see against Egypt and Cush. So shall the king, praise God. Assyria lead away the Egyptian captive, the Cushite exile, both the young and the old, naked and barefooted, with buttocks uncovered, the nakedness of Egypt. He set an example. Then they shall be dismayed and ashamed because Cush, their hope, and of Egypt, their boast. All of it's going to be done with. God is dealing with all of it. All of it. Number 6:27 says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall thou put thy name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. God is not in tune, praise God. He will not even tolerate sin. He can't even look at the word sin. Ah, God, yala la basiya. My goodness. Revelation 22 and 15, outside the dogs, outside of the dogs and the scorners, and the sexually immoral and the murderers and the adulterers and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Be real with God. Before you speak, we must praise God. We must praise God. Guard our words. You know you're lying. Stop and don't say it. Don't do it. Hallelujah. He said to me in James, he said, listen, my beloved brother. Has not God chosen whom we are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? God is going to deal treacherously with all liars and fornicators, adulterers. He said, praise God, for since the law had but a shadow of a good thing to come, instead of the truth from these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continuously offered in every year. He said, make perfect those who draw near. It is time for us to come near to God. You must be able, praise God, to depend upon him for everything in your life. God will not bless in liars' lives. He will not bless. Hallelujah. Everybody's telling you God won't do this. God wants you to be holy. 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 Holiness without no man shall see the Lord. My God, come on, Sata. He said, otherwise, would they have not ceased to be offered since the worship, having one been clean, would no longer have any conscience of sin. But people of the world, people love sin. They love it. They're in love with it. Hallelujah. They know with sin. But in these sacrifices, God's word says, there's a reminder of every sin every year. But it's possible for the blood of the bulls and the goats to take away sin. It is not, praise God, it is not. It is for it is impossible. You see, goats and bulls don't take away the sins anymore. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. When Jesus came, he did away with the sacrifices of the bulls and the goats. now washing and cleansing you from your sins. Only the blood of Jesus, only the blood of Jesus cleanses, washes, white as snow. Ah, God, he double shot. And such was some of us, you, me. But you were washed, you were saved, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. You are to deliver this man. Yes, this man to Satan for the destruction of flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. The devil is a two-headed devil. He's the father of lies. He birthed the lies. And the nation has got hold to his lies. He has hood with this whole nation to believe that he's the truth. And I'm here to let you know today, only the living God, only the living God is the truth. Break yoke, save, and deliver. And now I command you to bow and go to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. You must first, praise God, repent. Give them to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he may wash you of all your uncleanness. He will wash you, cleanse you, give you a new look on life. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. And he who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery. Oh, God. Holy Ghost. Jesus, judge not that you be not judged. And with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. What do you see? The speck that is in your brother's eye, that you do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye? Hey, God, when there is a log in your own eye, you hypocrite, take the log out of your own eye. And then you see very clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. But God said in his word, we as free children of God and righteousness of God, we have the righteousness to make a righteous judge. Behold, the Lord of God, the Lord God of hosts is taken away from Jerusalem and from Judea, supporting and supplying all support of the bread and support of the water, the mighty man and the soldiers, the judge and the prophet, the divider and the elder, the captain and the 50 and the mark, the man of the rank, the counselor and the skillful magician. And the experts in the charms. And I will make boys their princes, and infants shall rule over them. God got sick of their mess. And the people will oppress one another. We're doing that today. Everyone is a follower, and everyone is his neighbor. The youth will be what? Insolent to the elder. They will be, praise God, to the elder, and despised to the army.